Hachette Audio presents A Dance of Cloaks, written by David Dalglish, read by Elijah Alexander. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of an interview with the author. Prologue. For the past 2 weeks, the simple building had been his safe house, but now Thren Fellhorn distrusted its protection as he limped through the door. He clutched his right arm to his body, fighting to halt its trembling. Blood ran from his shoulder to his elbow, the arm cut by a poisoned blade. "Damn you, Leon," he said as he staggered across the wood floor through a sparsely decorated room and up to a wall made of plaster and oak. Even with his blurred vision, he located the slight groove with his fingers. He pressed down, detaching an iron lock on the other side of the wall. A small door swung inward. The master of the Spider Guild collapsed in a chair and removed his gray hood and cloak. He sat in a much larger room, painted silver and decorated with pictures of mountains and fields. Removing his shirt, he gritted his teeth while pulling it over his wounded arm. The toxin had been meant to paralyze him, not kill him, but the fact was little comfort. Most likely, Leon Connington had wanted him alive so he could sit in his padded chair and watch his gentle touchers bleed Thren drop by drop. The fat man's treacherous words from their meeting ignited a fire in his gut that refused to die.
"We will not cower to rats that live off our shit," Leon had said while brushing his thin mustache. "Do you really think you stand a chance against the wealth of the Trifect? We could buy your soul from the gods."
Such arrogance. Such pride. Thren had fought down his initial impulse to bury a short sword in the fat man's throat upon hearing such mockery. For centuries, the three families of the Trifect, the Conningtons, the Keenans, and the Gemcrofts, had ruled in the shadows. Over that time, they'd certainly bought enough priests and kings to believe that the gods wouldn't be beyond the reach of their gilded fingers either. It had been a mistake to deny his original impulse, Thren knew. Leon should have bled out then and there, his guards be damned. They'd met inside Leon's extravagant mansion. Another mistake. Thren vowed to correct his carelessness in the coming months. For 3 years, he'd done his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?